بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Alhamdulillah. With the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continue our discussion on the life of Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, and again the main purpose and objective of these incidents and talks that we're hearing about these pious predecessors is to inculcate those beautiful qualities that they had, the akhlaq, the character, the tawakkul they had upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ikhlas, how they followed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the level of the iman, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they refrain from harming any person in any way. So beautiful qualities we have learnt and we are learning. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of bringing this into our lives. Just to recap, last week, some of the incidents we had discussed about the balance in their lives and how they taught the murids not to become extreme. And we did the incident of Munshi Bakhsh, rahmatullahi alayhi, who became Hazrat Gangohi, rahmatul murid. But the moment he became a murid, he started renouncing the world, and he started cutting off from his own family, and the desire to go into the jungles and just make the dhikr of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, until the family complained to Maulana Gangohi, rahmatullahi alayhi. And then he advised him not to go to that extreme. And he made some tawajjuh on him, and then again, in his heart, he began to have the love for his family. And with that, then he made the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we also discussed how he was very, very concerned about teaching his murid, advising them to adopt halal means, but not to give up a sustenance that they had, which was halal, wholesome, and not to just give it up for any valid reason, especially those who just were beginners in this path. Yes, in those people who he had seen some firmness, the tawakkul was of a high level, like Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi and others, then he advised them differently. But generally, he would not tell any person to give up his halal means of sustenance. Of course, we discuss his own zuhud, his own asceticism. Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi had broken away from the dunya. He had no love for the dunya. He had complete fana'iyat. He was a very content person, and we discussed the purity of his heart, the quality of the abdiyat he had, and the shukr he had in his life, the gratitude he showed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and mainly his total reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were those who came and complained to authorities about him, and they came and questioned him about his sustenance, his income, where he got his money from. And we discussed that last week, until the same authority gave him 20 rupees. He realized this man is somebody else, because everything he's saying he gets from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we discussed he had absolute fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and he would recite verses of the Quran in his salat over and over again, and he would cry profusely. Then of course the treatment of his friends, sincere treatment of his friends, how he had such tawadu, and when his ustad's son had come and he led the salat, that he had some dust on his legs. Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, did not feel it below his dignity to go and dust off the feet of his the son of his ustad whilst he was standing for salah. So this was the complete abdiyat they had, the fana'iyat they had, the level of humility they had. Inshallah, tonight we continue a few more aspects. Here it is mentioned, and I mentioned this in the beginning as well, if you recall, that Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullahi alayh and Maulana Qasim Nanutvi rahmatullahi alayh were bosom friends, very close. Hazrat Imam Rabbani, Maulana Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, had developed a very strong bond with Qasim al-Ulum, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib Nanotvi rahmatullahi alayhi. So they both were students of Maulana Mamluk Ali Rahmatullahi Alayh, and the 4 years they spent studying together, they were in the same class throughout this 4 years, and they remained in each other's constant company. Their relationship was like that of the sun and the moon, like the body and the soul, like the rose and its fragrance. In other words, inseparable. We say in Urdu, lazim malzum. Very, very close. And as though they were like one person, or one life having two bodies. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullahi Alayh, his ancestral link reached that of Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi Alayh, who was also his sheikh. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi Alayh's maternal family was from Nanota. And the family of Maulana. So he was from the same family as Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi Alayhi's sister was married also in Nanota. So therefore he would go there to Nanota quite often. And Maulana Muhammad Yaqub Qasim Saab and Maulana Muhammad Yaqub Saab would always go to meet Haji Saab, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi Alayhi during these visits. Since the childhood days, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to treat these both these gardens of knowledge with virtue, with much affection, with intense love and devotion. They both learned the art of book binding from him, and later in their lives they used to bind handwritten books on their own. So due to this unique bond, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Saab Rahmatullahi Alayh, without fail, he would always go to Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi Alayh whenever he departed for Delhi, whenever he returned from Delhi. Whenever Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah went to Delhi, he would stay over at the house of Maulana Mamluk Ali Saab Rahmatullah Ali. And when he should go there on such occasions, we see Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi and Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali there. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali was very fond of speaking about his Sheikh Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali to his fellow mates in the class. And he would talk about the good qualities he possessed, to create an inclination in their hearts towards Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, about his unique ways, his karamat. He would speak so much to Haji Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali about Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. They're both as friends in the class, outside the class. All the time he's speaking about Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, so he's maksad making effort try and convince Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali to pledge allegiance, take bayat to Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. Of course, he didn't force him. He just spoke about Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali was born with the express purpose, or Allah Ta'ala made him then the Qutb of his time. So from small, he had this quest within him for rectification of his soul, islah of his soul, this field of tasawuf, suluk. He always wanted to put his hand into the hand of a righteous person. Somebody who is a very level-headed sheikh and guide. But for some time he could not find the right person. So he always looked for some person, but he was trying to see the right person who he could give his hands into. So when he heard about the excellent qualities, the merits, the achievements of Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi Alayh, people talk about him in his presence, Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullahi Alayh would remain silent, examine his heart to see whether he had any inclination or not. So he did not rush to take any bayat, still looking for the right sheikh. On the other hand, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullahi Alayh, he clicked immediately with Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi Alayh. As I mentioned, ancestral link also, they would come to Nanota. And he had the taluk and he had taken bayat to him. Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah described the first time he met Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. And he says, when Maulana Muhammad Qasim Saab and I were studying under our ustad, we made the intention to start the book called Sulam. Sulam is a book in mantiq, very difficult. However, our ustad did not have time to teach us this particular kitab. And he would keep on replying in the negative whenever we asked him to do so. He was busy at other kitabs he was teaching. He didn't have time to teach him this kitab separately. Eventually, Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah convinced him, Hazrat, please teach it to us twice a week. Mondays and Thursdays or Fridays. finally agreed. And we started these lessons twice a week. So now they are learning this kitab called Sullam, Mona Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, and Mona Qasim Nanutvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. We really appreciated and valued these lessons. We were busy with a lesson one day, when a person with green lungi, over his shoulders entered. So, Hazrat Maulana, our Ustad, Maulana Mamluk Ali Rahmatullah Ali, and everybody else who was present, immediately they stood up, and Hazrat Maulana Mamluk Ali Rahmatullah Ali said, "Look, bhai, Haji Sahib has come, Haji Sahib has come." So our Ustad, Maulana Mamluk Rahmatullah Ali, he addressed me, "Bhai Rashid, we'll continue lesson some other time." So Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah said, "I was much grieved by the cancellation of the sabak, this lesson." And I said to Maulana Qasim Sahib, "Bhai, this Haji has arrived. Because of him, our lesson has been cancelled." Who is referring to? Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. He did not know who was Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali properly. He was some Haji Sahib now. He came here because of this Haji Sahib. Was sabak now, we're going to stop. And he was so keen in learning this kitab. Maulana Qasim Sahib tells him, "Yes, yes, do not speak in this way. This is a buzurg. He's a pious personality." And he started enumerating some of his qualities again. We did not know at the time that this very Haji Sahab would be the one to discipline us. So this was my first meeting with him. As the Gangohi Rahmatullah said, this was my first meeting with Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi Ali. Subsequently, Hazrat Haji Sahab Rahmatullah Ali would regularly inquire about the two of us. He used to say that of all the students, these two, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Maulana Qasim Nanutvi Rahmatullah Ali, seemed to be very intelligent, but not say anything else. Although Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah had met Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, prior to this occasion, we need to bear in mind that Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali had studied the Siha, the six authentic kitabs of hadith, in the final year which you do in the Madaris. He studied these by an Ustad, Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Shah Abdul Ghani, this is from Deoband, okay? So he studied these kitabs under him, and most of his durus he had done by him. He therefore had more opportunities to present himself before Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Deobandi Rahmatullah Ali, to attend his majalis, his gatherings, his bayans. Consequently, his heart naturally felt inclined towards this ustad of his to take bayah. He felt content to hold onto the same affectionate teacher to guide him in this way, in this path of tariqah. He had no doubt whatsoever that this teacher of his possessed the proficiency to combine sharia with tariqah. However, taqdeer had willed something else for him. And thus this intention of his never reached such a level of determination that it prompted him to request the bay'ah to make any effort towards it. He didn't go and ask him then. And Allah Ta'ala made it such that he did not take bay'ah. Of course, there was nothing wrong with this ustaz. He was a very great person, very, very pious person. But taqdeer, Allah Ta'ala had written something else for him. And he was going to take bay'ah to Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah. So he's explaining to us how his first meeting with Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, initially he didn't realize who Haji Sahib was. Although he heard Maulana Qasim Sahib always talking about him, "My Sheikh is like this," or "Haji Imdadullah is like this. It didn't click. And this is very important, that a person who takes bay'ah, that inner click from the heart has to be there. And if that doesn't happen, he doesn't have i'tiqad and muhabbat for the Sheikh, then in this line of the tariqat and tasawuf, he will not prosper. So, during his student days, he had the opportunity to go to Thana Bhavan with Maulana Qasim Nanutvi Rahmatullah Ali and a few friends. The entire group stayed over in the masjid. Accidentally, Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah's shoes got mixed up. Some person wore his shoes and left behind his own shoes. It's time for Isha. He and his friends were searching for his shoes. When suddenly, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah enters. And he sees this, they are looking for shoes. He said, "Show me the shoes which got mixed up and left behind." Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali personally carried the shoes and took it to Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. Haji Sahib placed it under a lamp, examined them, and he said, These belong to Habib Hassan. Habib Hassan was one of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Qasim Sahib's classmates. But he was a stranger to Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi. Haji Sahib did not know him. Now imagine, he doesn't know him, looks at his shoes, and says, this is Habib Hassan's shoes. This was the first of the karamat that he had seen, Mount Gango, he saw of Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi, and he saw it immediately, because it happened to be Habib Hassan's shoes when they found out later. Even though he did not know who was Habib Hassan. So this marked the laying of the foundation of this wonderful palace which has to be constructed during the course of the next couple of years in his life. Upon seeing this and many other miracles, Maulana Gangohi Ramad's confidence now began to grow. His love for Haji Sahib, devotion towards him increased. However, his inquiring heart and critical gaze did not permit him to come to any decision until after he qualified and completed his studies of Sharia. Then only. So he was still very critical. He didn't just give his hands, although some inclination was there. He still did not know where he would go, whose service he should opt for. This confusion continued until reached Gango. It was there that Allah Ta'ala provided him with the means to expect and await victory and to fulfill his objective. One occasion, Gangohi Rahmatullahi personally related this incident. He says, when I returned from Delhi, after the completion of my studies, I was sitting in the masjid, writing something. An elderly man came in, stood near me. I continued writing and looked up. I said, my eyes fell upon this very bright face. I put my pen aside and asked, Hazrat, who is it? Who are you? He said, I am Imdadullah. This is Haji Imdadullah. He said, I am Imdadullah. So obviously, he met him just once or twice before that. It wasn't a long meeting, a very quick meeting, brief meeting. And he had met him on a second occasion that night in Thana Bhavan. He did not recognize him immediately. He said, I stood up immediately and shook hands with him. I met him with respect, but he responded with far better character, kindness, humility and love. And then the author writes, after meeting him in the masjid, Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah went to the house where Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah was residing. This was the house of Maulvi Sirajuddin. Now Maulvi Sirajuddin is also related to Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullahi because Maulvi Sirajuddin is the father-in-law of Maulana Gangohi's daughter. So it was either during this meeting or during another trip, which was then the fourth meeting with Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi, that suddenly he asked Haji Imdadullah, Ya Rashid Ahmad, do you have any desire to learn Allah's name and to become a murid, or don't you? He's speaking to Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi mastered his kitab. So as ilm is concerned, amazing what they had achieved. And now he's asking him, do you have a desire to learn Allah's name? And that is why it's quite common, he said, Gangohi Rahmatullahi, Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi, one of Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi, all of them. They had the list of the mitais. This is barfi, this is laddu, this is magaj. But the sweetness of all this, they got it in the company of Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi. So Allah Ta'ala's plan this was, so he said, you wish to learn Allah's name? Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullahi replied, Hazrat, my heart desires this very much. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi asked, so where and towards whom is your heart inclined? He said, Hazrat, whatever I pondered and reflected over up until now has brought me to the conclusion that I will either become the servant, the khadim, the murid of Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib, that was his ustad of hadith, or your servant. He was honest. And Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi is asking him, "Bhai, who is your heart inclined towards?" So he said, my heart is inclined to my Ustad, Shah Abdul Ghani Rahmatullahi, and towards you. Haji Sahib smiled. And he deferred the matter by saying, yes, yes. Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib is an alim. He's also a sheikh. He's a famous muhaddith. ulama, generally inclined to ulama. So why are you including me? In other words, why is your heart inclining towards a person like me? I'm not an alim. Ajib Datul Dharam Mathurad, we say, wasn't an alim mean? He did not complete his alim course in the normal, formal way, how we do first year, second year, third year, sixth year, seventh year, then you finish the hadith. But the amazing, amazing incidents, we don't have time to go into all those details. Of course, this ulama will appreciate more. That there were times when Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi, Mawlana Qasim Rahmatullahi had a difference of opinion, or they were debating regarding some very, very deep masail. And then one tells the other, let's go to Haji Sahib. So I said, Haji Sahib is not alim. He said, let's go. They only come towards the door. Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi is standing by the door. Bhai, you have come for this. Again, it's not ilmul ghaib. So we mustn't misconstrue things. Allah Ta'ala gave them that firasat, that noor sometimes. And before they could even ask the question, he gave them the whole explanation, detailed explanation of the very intricate masala they were discussing. Allah Ta'ala had blessed these people. So we look things sometimes only formally for person's study, then only he is regarded as an alim. These people had their ulum. So he says, why are you including me? I can neither read nor write. Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah used to say, outwardly my inclination towards Hazrat Imdadul Rahmatullah Haji Sahib may have decreased, but he drew my heart towards him. After this conversation, my inclination towards Haji Imdadul Rahmatullah became firm and it became manifest within a few days. So he's saying, during those days, so he went now to Malvi Sirajuddin's house, Malvi Gangohi Rahmatullah. When they, why? Because Haji Sahib was staying there. He's saying, during those days, Hazrat Haji Imdadul Rahmatullah used to stay over there as a resident of Malvi Sirajuddin whenever he would visit Gangoh. Or he would stop over there whenever he was on his way to Nanota. Malvi Sirajuddin was the father-in-law of Malvi Gangohi Rahmatullah's daughter, the mother of Hafiz Muhammad Yaqub. Malvi Sirajuddin himself was a very pious, righteous, virtuous man. He was renowned for the fact that he had never accepted any bribery throughout his period of employment, always lived a life of piety and simple halal earnings. A great love for Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullahi would always meet him with respect, although he was older than Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullahi. Malvi Sirajuddin was much elder. He treated him with respect. Now, sometimes I think, look at these people, Haji Imdadul Rahmatullahi, his taqwa, what a level of and caliber of a person. Then we got Malvi Sirajuddin and Mawlana Gangohi. When they must have been meeting, what ajeeb kayfiyat, what anwarat must have been coming. Each one has got such a pious heart. When Mawlana Rahmatullah completed his studies, he had intense yearning to teach. Now Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah completed his studies. He's looking for a sheikh also and he wants to teach. The fact that he was not doing anything made him feel restless. A person is now completed his studies, he wants to teach. Although he used to keep himself occupied in the studying of kitab and in writing, it was his heart's his desire to teach. Allah Ta'ala sent a student to him and thus opened the door to teaching. Maulvi Sayyid Mu'min Ali Saab was an employee in the Nagpur Revenue Office. So obviously he wasn't a small child. He was an adult. He always had the desire to study Islamic knowledge, Islamic sciences and Arabic, but never had the time to fulfill this wish. When it became known that Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah returned to Gangoh after completing his studies in Delhi, this old dormant desire within him now was rekindled. He resigned from his post, presented himself before Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. And this is how Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah began to teach this student of his who became Maulvi Mu'min Ali Sahab later on. During these days, someone had sent Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah an article which had been written by Mawlana Sheikh Muhammad Saab. Now, Mawlana Sheikh Muhammad Saab, understand again, Haji Imdadul Rahmatullah Ali had pirbais. Pirbai means they have one sheikh. So they had a common sheikh and they are murids of that sheikh. So Haji Imdadul Rahmatullah is famously known. Then, this is Sheikh Muhammad Saab. Very great alim. He is also bear to Miyari Ji Nur Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah, who was their sheikh. In other words, he is now Haji Imdadul Rahman's peer bhai. A third person, Hafiz Zamin Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali. And the incidents of how these three interacted also. So these are three peer bhais. There, Sheikh Miyaji Nur Muhammad Rahmatullah Ali. So Sheikh Muhammad, great alim, Pir Bhai Bhajim Dadullah Rahmatullah Ali, he had written an article. And he had stressed the point, now again this is academic bahas, don't go into detail of this whole masala, but understand the point. He stressed that the place for one grave had been left near the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah SAW. And that it had been reserved for Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, commonly known there. So, Maulana Sheikh Muhammad Saab wrote this whole article, and he further stated that this was a firmly established matter, and in the science of hadith and usul, we say, this is the amre qati'. In other words, it is established very firmly, and anyone who rejects this, he was like that. Now, instead of confirming or concurring with this article, Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah wrote the following. He says, the entire evidence has been based on ahadith which are known as ahad. Khabar or akhbar of ahad. Again, this is now science of hadith, which means these are narrations by a single narrator, and in these, the classification of this akhbar of ahad, khabar wahid, it is just a matter based on speculation, which we know in Shariat and in madrasa as ilmi dhanni. It is difficult to prove that it is qat'i, firmly established. So just this difference, that Sheikh Muhammad said it is firmly established, and he said, no, you cannot say it is firmly established. That's all. When Hazrat Mullah Sheikh Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali read this, Gangohi Rahmatullah, response to his article, he went into a rage. He said, a small child in a maktam dares to refute me. In that very rage of his, he wrote another booklet to further support his view, and he sent it to Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana studied it carefully. It did not contain any other information apart from additional details on the chains of transmission of the previously quoted hadith. Because Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali had already written in his previous response to the article that these were akhbar, ahad, and they affirm speculation. He simply wrote the following on the reverse side of the letter. I neither rejected the ahadis, nor did I say that this subject cannot be established. What I did state, and I stated again, is that the ahadis which have been used throughout this article are ahad, and that they cannot be used to establish the qat'iyat, absoluteness which he had claimed. The present booklet does not answer this objection of mine. As far as the ahadith have been quoted, I do not refute any one of them. So understand, he is not refuting the ahadith, but he is just mentioning a point that these ahadith that you have mentioned, you cannot use them to prove absoluteness in it. That's all. So he said, I don't refute this ahadith. As the Gangohi Rahmatullah then quoted this following poem in his letter. He says, it is the rider who falls from his mount on the battlefield. The small child who is crawling cannot fall. I don't know if you understood. It is the rider who falls from his mount on the battlefield. The small child who is crawling cannot fall. Hazrat Mawlana Sheikh Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah was a pious and righteous personality of his time. Very important. So these ikhtilaf took place amongst the ulama of every era. This conception, misconception that we have, that is impossible for you to have a difference of opinion, then something wrong with us. You will have all the time. So he wrote his article. Gangohi Rahmatullah respectfully gave an answer. Of course, Mawlana Sheikh Muhammad Sahib, he is more senior. He was appealed by co-khalifa of Hajim Dadullah Rahmatullah Ali. And they both were the khalifas of Miyaji Nur Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. At this particular time, it happens sometimes, they also, they make mistakes, they make blunders, they make errors, of course, and they make Islam themselves. At that particular time, he was overcome by his ilm, and he made a small error, he slipped on this particular issue. On the other hand, Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali was also very intelligent, insightful, And he was recently qualified, so his ilm was still fresh. In addition to his knowledge, he was eloquent and bold in his speech and writing, and the freshness of youth on his side. Above all, he was very courageous and confident in debating on any issue which entailed the truth. Because of these reasons, he could not restrain himself from writing in clear road whatever he wanted to. In any event, Hazrat Sheikh Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali could not reply to the original issue because he knew he was wrong. However, the poem that Maulana had quoted at the end of the letter really irked him. He was upset by this. And therefore he replied, he said, that the child who was born in front of me, this boy, Gangohi, because he should see him, by Ajim Dadullah Rahmatullah Ali, where else he should see him. He said, this child was born in front of me, is calling me a child? When Gangohi Rahmatullah heard about this, he wrote another letter saying, Hazrat, I did not refer to you as a child. You are the writer. I refer to myself as a child. You are actually being praised in this poem. I refer to you as the rider who slipped from his horse. The accusation of disrespect does not apply to me. However, I do acknowledge that I do not agree with you on the original subject matter. I am prepared to accept whatever you have to say in this regard. This letter did not remove, of course, then he went and he went to Sheikh Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Nonetheless, Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali was an alim. He's got enthusiasm, he's got an academic drive, and now he gets the himmat, and he wants to learn more, and so he decides, now I need to make islah of myself also, and let me go to Thana Bhavan in order to obtain a verbal verdict on this issue. I want to know from Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, give me some verdict. Coincidentally, he had to attend a wedding in Rampur. He decided to turn this journey into an occasion for engaging in a discussion and thus decided to take the article with him. Upon completing whatever he had to do in Rampur, he then proceeded towards Thana Bhavan. He did not first return home. So from Rampur, he went straight to Thana Bhavan. He did not go back to Gangoh on the way. So neither did he inform anyone at home about his plans. He thought that this trip would only take him a few hours. He'd go to Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah, Hazrat, this will happen, give some verdict. Therefore, he only took the clothes which he was wearing as provisions for his journey. He did not even bother to take another set of clothes. 2-3 hours work, I'll be back home. So he goes, an obedient but weak servant of Allah must endeavor as much as possible to learn about the deen, to acquire the pleasure of Allah. Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah did not neglect this duty in any way. Pondered, reflected over the issue, used his mental capabilities, remained engrossed in pondering and reflection for many hours. He tested, weighed, engaged his temperament, engaged in the istikhara, sunnah istikhara several times. During all this, he realized Thana Bhavan was the place for the accomplishment of his desires. So he was not yet bayat to Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He's actually going there now to ask about this masala mainly. Thus, when he undertook this journey for the purpose of debating, he was to debate with who? Sheikh Muhammad Sahib. So he go to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah, tell him, discuss this issue, then he's going to go now, actually to debate with Sheikh Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah. He thought to himself, he'll also get the opportunity to meet Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah. So his original intention now, his plan is to go to Sheikh Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah. And he's going to go to debate with him this whole issue. And if he gets a chance, and he'll tell Haji Sahib, I want to take bayat to you also. If he accepted, it'd be an honor and privilege. So now he goes. The moment Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatul entered Thana Bhavan, he proceeded to the Muhammad Wali Masjid. He saw that Zuhar Salah had already been performed, and he found Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali sitting outside in the courtyard, engrossed in reading the Quran. Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah presented himself. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali completed his recitation. He offered salam to him. Gangohi Rahmatullah offered salam. He sat down. So as I mentioned, they had met just a few times before that. 2 or 3 times maximum. And that too for a very short time. So now this was the next meeting. Here he is meeting Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali at his own house, at Haji Sahib's house. And Haji Sahab met him with a supremely noble character, afforded him extreme attention, asked him, why have you come? Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah told him about his intention of engaging in a debate with Mawlana Sheikh Muhammad Sahab. Haji Sahab replied, Mia, you must not intend doing such a thing. He is our buzurg. He is our elder. And so ended the discussion concerning the debate. That's all. Haji Imdad Rahmatullah put him off. Bhai, wo to hamara buzurg hai. Don't go and have a debate with him. He is our buzurg. So that whole talk about debate, everything ended there. Hazrat said, Hazrat Gangohi said, Hazrat, if he is your elder, then he is my elder as well. And then he remained silent. They started discussing various issues. And Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali then saw the ideal opportunity now to make this request to Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali for bay'ah. As Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah, the noble habit I mentioned before, he made a display of rejecting this request in order to test the sincerity of the request of this talib. Is genuine or not genuine? So he kept on saying, no, I'm not the right person, whatever. Just to check how sincere he is. The more Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah refused, the more Hazrat Gangohi persisted. And then finally we find that this desire then was fulfilled, and he takes bay'at to Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah. But in between, whilst all this was carrying on, Hafiz Zamin Shaheed, I mentioned, he was also a co-khalifa. He was a peer by of Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. So he started questioning Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, why you came here, what's the reason? And then he questioned him on the condition of his heart. He said, the person towards whom my heart is inclined, not accepting me. Someone else is trying to draw me towards himself. It's all very strange. Hafiz Sahib tells him, Hafiz Zamin Shaheed tells him, he tells him, why are you so hasty? Stay here for a few days and observe the conditions here in this khanka of Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah. Stay here for a few days. So when Hazrat's determination, Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah's determination was exposed from all sides, Hafiz Zamin Shaheed then acquired the reward of interceding on his behalf before Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. And therefore he tells him, he's allowed to stay there. Remember, he came there for a few hours, thinking he's going to debate with Sheikh Muhammad Sahib. Now he's staying in the khanka of Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. When it was time for me to pledge bayat at the hands of Haji Sahib, I said to him, Hazrat, he's very honest and very, very far-sighted. He said, Hazrat, I will not be able to engage in zikr and other forms of striving, mujahada. Neither will I be able to wake up at night. Haji Imdadullah Rahmah smiled and said, very well, no problem. When Hazrat related this, one of his khadims asked, Hazrat, what happened after that? He asked Haji Munawar Shaykh Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, when Haji Sahib told you, don't worry, you don't have to wake up at night, not just for tahajjud, etc. You don't have to make so much of zikr, no problem. He said, what a beautiful reply he gave. He said, then I completely obliterated myself. Remember these words. I completely annihilated myself. After having this precondition approved, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali gives him the bayat. Gangohi Rahmatullah takes bayat to Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. And he commenced by instructing him to engage in the bara tasbihs, the 12 tasbihs, with this little explanation, a lot of zikr they have to make. And they placed a bed for him near the bed of Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. And so, Gangohi Rahmatullah slept away. When Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali got up during the latter part of the night, as was his habit, Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah's eyes also opened. Because the condition already had been granted at the time of bay'ah, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali did not ask him to wake up. He didn't wake Hazrat Gangohi up. He didn't tell him to engage in the bara tasbih. He didn't tell him to read in namaz, anything. However, this ta'alluq now, this bond, after taking bay'at, had such an effect on him. On the one hand, he had the strong influence of the sheikh. On the other hand, he had a person who could accept this influence to its absolute limit. If such a total bond and attachment from both sides existed, How could Hazrat possibly remain lying down on his bed? Imam Ganguly thought to himself, how can I be lying down in my bed and my sheikh has risen and he's engaged in tasbih and zikr, how could I possibly sleep? So he tried to change his posture once or twice. He tried to fall asleep. Allah had already decreed for him to fulfill a service within a few days. And in the very first night now, he could neither fall asleep and he became restless. So he wakes up. Ganguly wakes up. He goes, he makes wudu, and then he goes into the masjid, and now he sits with Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, or he goes into another corner, performs nafil salat, makes the hajjud, and then he commences making the loud zikr of nafil isbat. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illahu. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali is already making zikr, among Ganguly Rahmatullah on the other side. When Hazrat Ganguly Rahmatullah relayed this incident, he said, I eventually commenced with loud zikr. He said, I had a good voice and I was physically strong. When I presented myself before Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah, the next morning, Hazrat said to me, you engage in zikr like a person who has a lot of practice in it, as though you've been making zikr for a long time. I fell in love with loud zikr from that day on. Oh, Ganguly Rahmatullah said, from that day, I fell in love with loud zikr. My heart never desired to give it up, nor did I see any shari'i reasons for its prohibition. An important point that Mufti Ashiq Allahi Mirati Rahman says, he says, see, the important point, he says, that initially, what did he say? And then he said, then I completely obliterated, annihilated myself in this mujahada, in this path of suluk. This statement ought to be written in gold and engraved upon the heart with the pen of submission. Hazrat truly annihilated himself after that. He destroyed his nafs, completely wiped out the desires of his nafs. He became consumed in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He reached that level as what we call fana'iyat. The fana'iyat is a very, very high level where the person thinks absolutely nothing of himself. So, he reached the stage of effacement, from effacement, fana'ul fana, a point where he did not even recognize his own effacement and he became the embodiment of fana'iyat. So much more details that explain and how he made dhikr, etc. And then very quickly, inshallah, next 2 or 3 minutes, he go on to explain that as he was leaving Tanabawan, he remained there now for 40 days, in total 42 days. He came for 2-3 hours, Allah made it such, remained in the service of Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah for that entire time. And in that 40 days, the chilla period, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahman worked on Hazrat Ganguly Rahmatullah Ali. Worked on him. Mujahada, the Islah, different ways. And therefore, he reached so many gifts, spiritual gifts, from Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. And then, they explained the part of, after 40 days, or just before that, they say after a week had passed, after he had taken bayat, and he started loud zikr, on the 8th day, after 1 week, Haji Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, tells him, bestows him with a gift, and tells him, Mia Maulvi Ahmad Rashid, Maulvi Mia Rashid Ahmad, Allah has now bestowed upon you, the bounty which he had bestowed upon me. It's now your duty to make progress in it. But Rashid Ahmad Ganguly Rahmatullah used to see, I was very astonished at that time, I asked myself, what is that thing? Couldn't understand. What did Allah bestow upon Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali that is now bestowed upon me? I only realize what it was after 15 years. After 15 years. Now after 40 days he spent there and now he was leaving. So 40 days were completed by this blessed companionship and they say he had made a lot of dhikr. Then Maulana Rashid Ahmad Ganguly Rahmatullah was suffering from a fever at that time. Hazrat felt it unmannerly to place a burden upon Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah to tend to him during his illness. At the same time, he was receiving demand upon demand from his family's family to return. But the man went, he didn't tell us why he's gone. 40 days have gone. They asked him to come back home. As the days went by, family became more worried. Allah alone knows what thoughts must have crossed their minds. Because he left home for Tanabawan for just 1 day, took no provisions for the journey. What could be this reason that he stayed away for so many weeks without mentioning to them why he's not returning home? Thus, Hazrat Gangohi Ramazurali now seeks permission from Haji Imdadullah Ramazurali, and after he spent 40 days, now he leaves from Tanabhavan. Together with a large group of other Murideen, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Ramazurali personally accompanied his young departing guests for some distance in order to fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We call this Mushayat al-Tashir. We say in Urdu, Al-Wida. Rasulullah would walk with the Sahabi and bid him farewell. So part of the sunnah, they have guests to walk them, bid them farewell. You go to the door, maybe to the car, bid them farewell. Sometimes you go to the airport to leave some person. Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Ram insisted that Haji Sahab Rahmatullah should not accompany him. Hazrat, you remain behind. He said, I'm feeling discomforted by your discomfort. However, Haji Imdadullah Ram's heart desired to walk with him for as long as his strength permitted. Eventually, both the attendant and the one being attended to by Murid and Sheikh, together with several other people who joined them, set out on foot, while the ox wagon remained empty, sometimes moving ahead of them, sometimes behind them. Nobody's sitting there, everybody's walking. Haji Imdadullah Ramadullah, out of fatherly affection and the simple, informal love of a murabbi, a spiritual guide, demanded that Maulana should go onto the ox wagon. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi must sit on the ox wagon. That exactly happened to Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. Nabiya Kareem was bidding him farewell. Because of this internal heat of love, weakness of his feverish body, his body required rest. So Haji Imdadullah Ram is telling him, "Bhai, sit on top." However, Maulana Gangohi Ram's extreme respect, his reverence, his humility, his submission, demanded that he should consider every step which Haji Imdadullah Ramadul was taking, because every step was a source of unity with Allah Ta'ala, a source of life, means of salvation in this world and hereafter. At the same time, these blessed feet were not walking upon the earth, but upon his burning heart. It was the cause of honorable pain to him, a pain which a person would consider to be an honor to bear. Hence, a remarkable scene unfolded, wherein then Hazrat Gangohi Ram, out of his extreme respect for his sheikh, could not get onto the ox wagon, and Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Ram could not fulfill the request of his spiritual child to return to Tanabhavan. Eventually, Haji Imdadullah Ram himself considered the illness of his spiritual son and realized that by walking any further, it will only add pain to him. And then he stopped, everybody stops, and then now he takes Maulana Gangohi by his hand, moves to one side, and tells him, if anyone requests to take bay'ah to you, at your hands, you must accept this bay'ah. As Imam Rabbani used to relate, I asked, who's going to take bay'ah? Who's going to make such a request to a person like me? Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Ram replied, of what concern is it to you? You must just merely do what I'm telling you. You don't worry about who's going to take bay'ah to you. If somebody comes, you give him bay'ah. Thus, Hazrat Mala received this gift at the end of his journey. And then he says that Mala Gangohi Ramatulali, he says one day, Haji Sahib then comes to his place. And just prior to that, there was a very pious lady, a very pious murid, lady. After returning to Gango, a chaste and pious woman made request to take bayah to Hazrat Gangohi Ramatulali. Please make me a murid. It was a unique situation. Pure, pious servant of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Gangohi Ram thought to himself, why has the world become so foolish? How can they consider an unqualified, an absolutely worldly person like me to be worthy? Look at the sincerity, the ikhlas. Complete fanaiyat. He didn't say, what a great sheikh I am, and I spent 40 days with my sheikh, and he gave ijazat, and nothing. He still thought of himself to be nothing. He said, I'm unqualified, and this lady take bear to me. How can a woman from her own village request bay'ah? Hazrat Gangohi Ram lowered his head out of, you know, modesty and innate humility, and he did not accept this request. Haji Imdadullah Ram comes to leave Tanabhavan, he comes, goes going to Nanota. On his way, he stops at Gango, and he comes to Hazrat Gangohi Ram's place. Now imagine your sheikh, that love you got, and he's coming to your house. The first time he's getting an opportunity to host his sheikh, so he goes all out and he says, with all whatever I could do, I could not really fulfill the harayt of my sheikh. Nonetheless, this woman who wanted to become bayat to Hazrat Gangohi Ramatullah Ali, she found the ideal opportunity now. So she goes and she says, this inattention of Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullahi has to be now conveyed to the Dada Peer, to Haji Imdadul Rahmatullahi. So a complaint was given now. The message came, Hazrat Madni Haji Imdadul Rahmatullahi says that Hazrat, this lady is saying, I want to become a murid, but Maulana is refusing me. So Haji Imdadul Rahmatullahi then asked Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullahi, Bhai, why? Why is the applicant's request not being accepted? Out of shame, Hazrat Gangohi Ram broke out in sweat. Hazrat, I'm not qualified to do this. If the master of the times, referring to Haji Imdadul Rahmatullahi, is present, Hazrat, you are present, how can the slave have the audacity to become the master of someone else? No matter what reply he gave, Haji Imdadul Rahmatullahi repeatedly said, if someone has confidence in you alone, of what benefit would it be to him or her to become my murid? In the end, Haji Imdadul Rahmatullahi got up, took Imam Rabbani with him to that woman's house and said, here, of course behind parda, accept her bayah in my presence. Mufti Ashiq Ilahi Rahman says, Allah Allah, what a fortunate woman she was for having her request fulfilled in her own home. And she was so fortunate, two great giants, great, great buzurgs, proficient physicians visiting this sick person in her very own home. And then she takes bayat to Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Rahmatullah Ali. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to emulate. Of course, don't desire to become a sheikh and people take bayat to you. But look at the lessons. Look at the fana'iyat, the part of fana'iyat. And how even for ulama-i kiram, how when they to address their seniors and how the love and the affection they had and peer and the murid, all this for the sake of Islah. They had no ulterior motives. Dunya was never, their gaze never went on dunya at all. Never, never, never. They didn't look at the pockets of the murid. He is a very rich person. He becomes my murid. Mera kaam ban jayega. No. They did it only for the sake of Allah. If somebody came, he wasn't happy, he went away, it didn't affect them. And if somebody really, really insisted, and they had genuine talab, and there was this, as we say, blood group, that was on both sides the same, and they had this munasabah, then they gave them bayat, but the maqsad of the bayat was to reach and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, to understand this and bring this in our life. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.